and low prices. ABC has the key.
Football coach Bill Jacobson and coach, this was your goal all year, is to get back to this game, wasn't it?
Well, I think, you know, after last year was a goal to get the state championship game, and we fell short in it, and I think the kids were motivated from that time on to get back here and hopefully showcase their talents once again and maybe this time come out victorious.
You have all sorts of potential records with this, going undefeated, becoming a matching Highland for the newest school to get a state championship. There are a lot of things.
There's a lot of things there, you know, and those, to me, aren't the things that's real important. I just hope our kids go out, you know, and I told them in there in the pregame that, you know, cherish this moment because it's something special, and then go out and play hard.
Is, and obviously you want to win, but isn't there as much excitement just about getting here?
Well, I think there's a lot of excitement about getting here. I think it's, you know, it's just a great day for St. George and Southern Utah football, for Snow Canyon High School, and I'm sure for Dixie High School also, especially the way their year's been kind of up and down. It's a great opportunity for them.
Let's talk about this Snow Canyon Warrior team. You're missing your starting quarterback, but you were still able to get a good performance out of Matt Hickman.
Well, Matt Hickman's a fine quarterback. Yeah, we missed Drew. We missed Drew, his leadership. His calmness, you know, out there, and his really understanding of everything we want to do offensively. But championship teams, I believe, have to answer the call with someone going down, someone being injured, and Matt stepped forward and did a good job for us last week, and we expect a better job out of him today.
You ended up with quite a challenge from Lehigh last week.
Lehigh's a fine football team, and they're very talented. Their skill kids are good. They're very big up front. They're a very good football team. We feel fortunate that we have the opportunity to play again this week.
Let's go back to that game. If there was one key play, it had to be the fourth down call to Lance Warby.
Fourth down, and we hadn't run the trap play the whole third quarter, and even into the fourth quarter, and yet it had been a good play for us early. We hadn't run it. We do run it very well. Lance is a very good runner. We thought they might be thinking play action pass or something, you know, quick pass scheme, trying to pick up the 8 yards, and we gave to Lance, and I think he got about 10 or 12 yards, and we went on from there.
A lot of people are saying Brooksby Stafford versus Cole Carter, but those number two runners seem to be a pretty good duo too.
Lance Warby's an awfully good running back, you know, and Cole and Brooksby are fine running backs. I think Brooksby's, you know, really proven himself over 2 years, a period of time, and done a great job. But Lance was a kid in waiting a year ago and had some opportunities, and we saw some great potential there, and we decided this year we'd put him in the backfield together, and it's been a real plus for us.
He does some good things defensively too.
He does. He's a very good football player. He runs very well, has a strong desire to succeed as all these kids do, and consequently he's able to achieve the goals that he set for himself.
As you compare from the Snow Canyon side, Snow Canyon strengths and weaknesses versus Dixie strengths and weaknesses, what do you see are the strengths for Snow Canyon, the weaknesses?
Well, I think the one thing that we do is run very well on both sides of the football. I think for the most part we stay within ourselves and try to execute and do the things that we know how to do that's got us to this point the last couple years, and I believe those are our strengths. Dixie, I believe their strength is in their running game and their deep passing game, and they're big and up front, and you know, and compared to our kids, they're really big, but our kids are quick, and we've got to take advantage of our quickness.
Strength versus quickness.
I think so.
As you go against Dixie, I know you've expressed your admiration for Jerry Dyer. This must be kind of an inter-family fight almost.
you know, I've said a long time, and Jerry, tell you, you know, we're real good friends, and he's one of the real good friends that I have in the coaching profession, and really like Jerry and respect him, and have wished well for Jerry, and so it's fun. You know, I've coached against a brother before, and that's not always fun. I mean, the challenge is there, but it's kind of bittersweet because one is happy and then one is sad, but I'm glad that Jerry's had a good year, that they've come around and played the way that he thought he could, and I expect a good football game from Jerry and the Dixie Flyers today.
What will be the key for the Warriors?
Well, I think the key in the whole ball game is going to be which team makes the fewest mistakes. If you recall, a year ago when we went up and played Delta, that Delta played a mistake-free football game and beat us by 8 points. And I think that, and we had made a couple of mistakes. And I think today it's going to boil down to that very same thing. The team that plays near-perfect football will win. The team that makes some mistakes, I think, is going to be on the short end of it.
Last time you two teams met, you were almost even at the end of three quarters, and then three big plays for Snow Canyon got you the victory.
Well, you know, in football games, I think football games are based on who makes big plays. You very seldom do you see in football games 12 and 15-yard drives and people controlling the football consistently during a ball game. And we make those kind of drives, but we are very an opportunistic team, and I think that's the mark of a good football team, that when the opportunity's there, you seize that opportunity and take advantage of it. And we did last time. It was a close ball game. They were up by us by 3 points going in the fourth quarter, and we make some plays that we have to down the stretch, and that's a trademark of this football team and the Snow Canyon Warrior football program.
And you did it against Lehigh last week.
We did last week. It was a real fun football game. You know, it's really interesting. It's different playing against a team for the first time as compared to playing someone you know and you've played against before. And it was a real challenge for us because, like I said, Lehigh's a fine football team, but the kids down the stretch never gave up. They believed they had an opportunity, and we seized that moment and took advantage of it.
I've got to ask you one final question. How different, if they are different, are your thoughts going into this one as opposed to last year's championship game?
Well, I think they're a lot different. You know, last year we were just hoping to get there, and I don't think anyone expected us to be there. This year, as coaches and I think as players, expected us to be here. I don't think a lot of other people did. And then I look at things and the things that personally I've gone through the last year. This is a special moment.
Bill Jacobson, congratulations on a great year and the success so far. Best of luck today.
Thanks, Larry.
Gary Dyer, Coach, this had to have been a goal for you at the beginning of the year to get to this game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's why you start in the summertime and you work for is to play in the state championship. It doesn't happen very often, and we're excited to be here, and we're going to try to make the best of it.
It's been kind of a strange road. You started off 0-2.
Yeah, we played two good football teams early, though. You know, I still believe, you know, we're a better football team than the first game that we lost to. But Spanish Fork's got a heck of a team. They taught us a lot about ourselves, and we built, like, you know, I said, that second half. We took from the second half and made positive things out of it, and they've come back.
It took an undefeated team to knock them out of the 4A title chase.
Oh, tell you what, those are two good football teams, and, you know, we're excited to be here.
Let's talk about this matchup, Dixie versus Snow Canyon. You've been through this once before this year.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was a great game the first time for 3/4 and 4 minutes of the game, and we finished it off, but, you know, anything can happen.
It was a story of big plays.
Yes, it was. They had three big plays that got them 21 points there in the last quarter, and, you know, if we eliminate that, it would have been a different ballgame.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Bill Jacobson. But from the Dixie Flyers' point of view, let's assess the Flyers' strengths versus Snow Canyon, weaknesses versus Snow Canyon. Where are your strengths?
Well, I guess, from what I hear, we don't have any. I think Snow Canyon has all the strengths, but, you know, we believe in ourselves all year long, and we feel good about every position. So, we're, you know, we don't feel we're stronger one place or the other, and everybody contributes, and that's what's going to happen today.
What about a weakness for Dixie? Where are you most vulnerable?
Truthfully, I don't think anywhere. I feel good about the game. I feel good about the kids, and we're going in with a positive attitude. We don't feel we have weaknesses. We're going to try to build on what we do well and keep at it.
I know you've had some injury problems coming down the wire. Dan Wright got back with you. How healthy are you this week?
Everybody seems to be pretty good. Cole's still nursing a sore ankle, but Cole's a player. I mean, he's a gamer, and when it's time to play, he'll come out and play, and he'll give it all.
He seems to be getting stronger as the year goes.
Oh, yes, he has. He's a great running back. He works hard at everything he gets, and he's got a pretty good line in front of him. And, you know, we're going to just go out and give him the ball, and he's the one that's helped get us here, and we're going to keep on doing it.
The statistic most people don't realize is he's your leading pass receiver.
Yes, he is. Well, you know, I've told everybody he's a heck of a receiver, too, and I think he can play somewhere else after his high school days are over, probably at a receiver, even a DB, because he's got good speed. But he's got great hands. He runs hard, and, you know, we're going to try to utilize that and mix him up in the formations and try to get him the ball.
What about your thoughts going into this game? Last week and last night, this morning, what are some of the thoughts of the coach?
I'm enjoying the ride. You know, I've been in it for 20 years. This is my first time to the state championship, and I'm going to enjoy it as well as the kids, and we're not trying to put any pressure on them to do something outstanding that they're not capable of doing. We're just going to do what we do well, and we're going to try to do our best and hope for the best.
I know that there's been a strong respect between you and Bill Jacobs, and it's almost like going brother against brother, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, we're good friends, too, and he's been very helpful to me during the year, and I've tried to be helpful to him, and we've got a good relationship. In fact, the schools have got a good relationship, so it's kind of a friendly battle. It'll be a battle, but it'll be a friendly battle, and, you know, we're happy for St. George and the whole community. I mean, either way, they're going to have a state championship and a second-place trophy, so that's not too bad coming from this community.
Some of these Snow Canyon kids began at Dixie.
Oh, yes, they have, and, in fact, most of the parents at Snow Canyon are Dixieites, so, and I'm sure they still got a little blue in their blood.
There's a new tradition and the old tradition. Did you sense that Dixie tradition when you first got to St. George?
Oh, yeah. The first year I came down was back in 81 and 82 when I worked with Coach Adet. And I can remember the first pep assembly. I mean, I thought the roof was going to come off of the auditorium there. And this whole week has been like that. It's just been great for our school, and it's great to see that school spirit come back alive. And you know, everybody's just excited about this.
The key for today.
I think we have to play good defense and take Stafford and Warby out of the offense. I think that's our whole key. Hickman's going to add something new to him because he does throw the ball real well, and he's very mobile. And then for us, I think we got to control the ball and do what we do best, and that's let Cole do his thing. And if Doug gets unloaded here, it could be a long day for them.
You've had two different games out of Doug, one where he struggled, and last week a little up and down, but mostly up.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing about the team. You know, they rally around each other, and if something's not going well in one place, they know they can do it somewhere else. And, you know, it's like going back to the Wasatch game. Doug struggled a little bit, and we took two straight drives running the football right down the field. So they're very capable of doing whatever they need to do to win.
One final question. I've got to ask you, is this as fun as you thought it was going to be, or as stressful as you thought it was going to be?
Oh, I've had a great time. In fact, you know, I'm really quite relaxed. We're just excited to be here.
Coach Jerry Dyer, thank you for being with us. Good luck today.
Thank you.
There you've heard from the opposing coaches, Coach Bill Jacobson of Snow Canyon, Coach Jerry Dyer of Dixie High School. And just a reminder, by the way, following this state championship game, Dixie versus Snow Canyon, we will be bringing you on a slight tape delay basis a semifinal game in the Nevada State Championships between Fernley and Virgin Valley. That's coming up also. So stay tuned to KSGI and KZEZ. We'll be back with the kickoff of this game after this timeout.
The sports address for Los Angeles Laker basketball, KSGI St. George.
There's no question, when you need tires, the place to go is Jean's OK Tire. You'll find the full line of Dayton tires. Plus, there are Toyo tires with that famous 80,000-mile warranty. Jean's OK Tire is the place to go for all of your auto service, from oil changes to state inspections, from tune-ups to air conditioning service. Jean's OK Tire can keep your vehicle running smoothly and safely. Jean's OK Tire at 339 West St. George Boulevard. Southern Utah not only has the connection to Las Vegas.
Back here at Hampton Stadium, Dixie versus Snow Canyon. The first 12-minute period about to get underway, and the winner of this one walks away with the state championship. And if you think that is bad, if you're on the short side of this, you go away with a second-place trophy. So first and second place is going to belong to St. George athletes no matter what. And so what a great day to have a 3A state championship game in St. George at Hanson Stadium. Part of the focus will be on the opposing tailbacks, Cole Carter for Dixie High School, Snow Canyon, and Brooksby Stafford. But it may be the fullbacks that may tell part of the story here, as Mike Tahu on Dixie's side and Lance Warby on the Snow Canyon side may be part of the key. Snow Canyon will defend the south goal and will be the opening receiving team. John Hafen on the near side, Brooksby Stafford on the far side. To do the kicking will be Justin Boyle for Dixie High School. Boyle to do the booting. Hafen and Stafford on the return side. And Dixie staring into that sun. The kick by Boyle is up.
high, coming down near the 16-yard line by Brooksby Stafford. Up to the 20, to the 25, at the 30. Stafford at the 40, at midfield. Stafford has two men to beat. At the 40, the 30 brought down at the 23-yard line. Huge run back by Brooksby Stafford, and Snow Canyon has begun things with the big play. Chris Atkinson, the man on the tackle. So from the Snow Canyon 16 down to the Dixie High School 20, let's see where they're going to mark it, 23-yard line. Big run back by Brooksby Stafford. It's first down and 10, and the big plays have started already at the Dixie 23. Quarterback, junior Matt Hickman. I formation on the running back, two receivers left. In motion is Brock Jacobson. Takes the handoff. No, give the handoff to Lance Warby. Right up the middle. Warby down at the 1 yard line. Saving tackle once again. Beautiful fake by Matt Hickman. The saving tackle for Dixie by the sophomore Lance Pendleton. So two big runs. Boom, boom. Kickoff return. And then the run by Warby. It's first and goal at the Dixie 1 yard line. And Pendleton, the man who made the saving tackle. Warby actually bounced into the end zone, hit the goal line with the football. The Snow Canyon fans right in front of us. And another wrinkle on this, Snow Canyon is on the Dixie side of the field. They're the home team. Hand off to Brooksby Stafford. Is he going to be stopped? Yes, he... No, he gets the touchdown. Looked like he was going to be stopped. John Peterson arguing that he had stopped him, and no, he finally wiggled in. So immediately, Snow Canyon has taken a 6-0 lead with 11:15 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie had risen, forced Stafford to the outside, and Stafford just along that line finally knows the football is. To do the kicking, Curtis Whitehead. Whitehead with that right foot, ready to put the foot to it. The hold, the kick by Whitehead is up, and it is good, which is something that didn't happen in the Dixie Snow Canyon game last time around. With 11:15 left in the first quarter of play, sudden lightning, and the Warriors have stamped a 7-0 lead on the scoreboard for Snow Canyon. We'll be back after this timeout. We'll keep it right here. Dixie and...
Are you still paying high rent? If you call American West Mortgage and Investment, you can change that. American West has great programs for the first-time home buyers. Even if your credit is bruised, you can still get a great home mortgage. American West is a mortgage broker with the flexibility to find the mortgage that best suits you and your family needs. Call American West Mortgage and Investment at 674-2315 or stop by the new location, 387 West Tabernacle, Suite B. American West Mortgage and Investment, helping to pioneer the boom of the New West.
Back at Hanson Stadium, Curtis Whitehead, who has made the seven part on that scoreboard, kicks it low. Picked up by Cole Carter at the 2 yard line, up across the 5 at the 10. Carter looking for a big run now. Carter whirls at the 19 yard line, almost a cliff on Dixie, very close. The Carter from his own 2 yard line, and the Flyers are going to have to begin at their own. Let's see where they're going to mark it, the 18 or the 19. They'll mark it at the 19 yard line. First down and 10 for Dixie, down 7-0. At the Dixie 19. Part of the story today may be how Doug Jolly does. Last week, a question was, the quarterback was going to carry it. How Jolly did was going to make the difference, and it did against Delta. Wide receiver, very wide to the right. Chris Atkinson in motion. Brady Fonsbeck left to right. Handoff goes to Cole Carter. Carter cuts up field across the 20, the 25, the 30. First down. Cole Carter. And so the ace running backs are rising to the occasion. Put it down at the 32, almost 33-yard line. First down and 10. 14-yard gain by Cole Carter. At the Dixie 34. The Flyers down 7-0. Timeout by the officials for just a moment, just short of the 33-yard line. Apparently, there is an equipment problem with the helmet And let's double check. I think that is Cole Carter that's having the equipment problem. 10:51 left in the first quarter of play. The officials say crank it up. Chris Atkinson out to the left. Coming out to the right side is J.D. Carter. Yes, it is. J.D. Carter is a wide receiver. Doug Jolly, handoff goes to Cole Carter. Cole Carter, another big run across the 35, down near the 37-yard line. So a gain of at least four, maybe five. Let's see if they'll give him to the 38. Cole Carter, going right, going left, give him five. Or give him four, I should say. Putting it out to 38. Make it second down and about, oh, five and a half to go. Just across the 38. Chris Atkinson to the left. To the right side is Brady Fonsbeck. I formation once again. Mike Tahu gets the handoff. Tahu runs into his own blocker. Still muscling across the 40, down near the 41-yard line, almost to the 42. Off the bottom of the stack for Snow Canyon is number 31, Brad Esplin. Also off the bottom of that stack is number 72, Bruce Rabin. Rabin and Stafford, along with Kyle Graff, were selected by Gridiron Grapes publication as three outstanding college prospects. Although not listed, there are some on the Dixie side, too, but at just about the 42-yard line. Third down, about a yard and a half to go. Handoff goes to Cole Carter, has the first down, down to the 45-yard line. Carter just a blast up the middle, following right behind his blocker, Nick Slater. And right at the 45-yard line. So Cole Carter grinding this one out. Dixie taking some time. Snow Canyon whipped the touchdown right down the field. And it was the big run back by Brooks B. Stafford, who took it from his own 16-yard line right down to the Dixie 23. That made the difference. Then Snow Canyon, while Dixie was still stunned, got him again and got the touchdown. Dixie having to grind it back and trail from the outset. Wide receivers each side in motion is Fonsbeck from the left to the right. Handoff goes again to Carter, staying on the ground. Carter bumps into one tackler, bumps forward and gets to midfield and across midfield. Ran headlong into Curtis Whitehead and just knocked Whitehead down and bounced forward. Spun around and actually back to the 50-yard line, gain of 5 yards on the play, make it second down, and five coming up for the Flyers. Timeout, Snow Canyon. As with 8:37 left in the first quarter of play, it is a 7-0 lead, Snow Canyon, back after this timeout. .37 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie trailing 7-0 to Snow Canyon. The Warriors making some adjustments. Wayne Kittrell, former Dixie College and Southern Utah University football star and transplant from Pineview High School, where he was coaching girls' softball team, making the adjustments defensively. Dixie moving through the Snow Canyon defense so far. Slant the running backs behind quarterback Doug Jolly. Handoff goes to Cole Carter, turning upfield, has another 5 yards. Very close to a first down. The question is on the spot, does he get it? And the officials, let's see where they're going to spot this one. Is the football down or is it not? The officials take it clear to the near side of the field. Instead of spotting it right where he went down, they took it to the near side of the, or to the far side of the field, close to Dixie for some reason. And they're going to spot it at that point and mark and see whether it's a first down. It looks to be enough. Is it a first down? It is. First down just by an inch or two. Odd spot. Instead of where he went down, they went from the hash mark. In fact, inside the east hash mark, took it towards the Dixie bench and marked it. It went right along the line. The spot was on the line, no matter where you were. So it just seems odd to take it in that direction. 8:22 left in the first quarter of play. J.D. Carter to the left side. Plant the running back. Handoff goes to the tailback, Cole Carter. Sidesteps, gets the yard, and then runs headlong into Snow Canyon. There at the bottom of the stack is Lance Warvey. Also in there is Kyle Graff. So Carter slowed down a little bit. And apparently Snow Canyon may key a little bit more on Carter. Gain of a yard on the play. Make it second down. 9 yards to go. Dixie versus Snow Canyon. The 3A state championship on the line. Last week, Rich went through the season undefeated and captured the 1A title. The last one in the history. Unless they unless they refurbish the 1A football competition. Next year, there will not be a 1A football. Any 1A teams want to play football will have to play 2A. Hand off goes to Carter, thrown for a loss. Getting through is Curtis Whitehead. Whitehead, as Carter tried to sweep to the right side, Whitehead got around the shoe tops. And the adjustments by Wayne Kittrell apparently working. Loss of a yard. Third down and 10 yards coming up. Dixie has yet to go to the air. Doug Jolly keeping the team on the ground. 7:05 left in the first quarter of play. 7-0 Snow Canyon. Going out for Dixie is number 87, Nick Entz. Coming in looks to be, well, see Taz Decker's over there anyway. Wide receivers to the left will be Chris Atkinson and Brady Fonsbeck, a couple of young men who can fly. I formation on the running back. Back to pass, Doug Jolly. Here comes the pressure. Jolly rolling to his right, throws over the middle. Complete, Brady Fonsbeck. Is it incomplete? No, the official said he never had control of it. Snow Canyon thought that they had recovered a fumble. The official says, it was incomplete. Great hit put on by Snow Canyon. As the pass was right into the arms of Brady Fonsbeck, hit immediately, and that was defensive execution that got that one as an incomplete pass. The official saying he never really had control of it. He was still juggling. Fourth down, 10 yards to go at the Snow Canyon 45. Doug Jolly, who is also the punter, Dixie moves the football well until midfield and a timeout by Snow Canyon. The adjustment is there. Okay, the official signals Dixie timeout with 6:34 left in the first quarter of play. Each team has used a timeout. We'll be back with the punt. 7-0, Snow Canyon has the lead. Back after this timeout. One wide receiver out to the left side, and that's the danger when you have a quarterback who is the punter. Doug Jolly may have the fake punt. The snap, Jolly back to pass, throws the little screen pass. Snow Canyon is going to sniff it out, and Dixie is going to lose the football. Fumble on the play, and it's the Snow Canyon football. Kyle Graff recovering. The pass was complete to Brady Fonsbeck to roughly the 45-yard line of Dixie. So a loss on the play, then the fumble, and recovered by Graff. And actually getting a better position. First down and 10 at the Dixie 44. So Doug Jolly with one right wide receiver in Snow Canyon anticipating with 6:25 left in the first quarter of play. Mistake? It has to be, although it was going to be a loss anyway. Snow Canyon was going to get the football with the fumble. They actually got a yard or two. In motion is Brock Jacobson, left to right. Quarterback Matt Hickman, hands off to his tailback. Brooksby Stafford nailed at the 45-yard line, lock on the play. There was Aaron Bogenhagen. There was Clint Rogers. There also was number 31, Dan Wright. So Brooksby Stafford, loss on the play that time. Back to the 45-yard line. Make it second down. Now 11 yards to go for Snow Canyon. 6:03 left in the first quarter of play. 7-0 Snow Canyon. Big run back on the opening kickoff. And two plays later, Snow Canyon had points. Back to pass, Matt Hickman. Here comes the rush, partially deflected by Rogers, but complete to Nat MacArthur. Fumble. Does Dixie recover? Fumble by MacArthur, and Dixie recovers. Off the bottom of the stack is John Peterson. Mistake. Mistake by Dixie. Mistake by Snow Canyon. The pass was complete to Nat MacArthur. Give it to him down to the Dixie 20-yard line, or Dixie 25-yard line. Then the fumble. And on the recovery, John Peterson. So with 5:44 left, Snow Canyon, after a hard hit by Dixie, takes it right back. First down and 10 at the Dixie 20-yard line. Doug Jolly, wide receivers each side, and the slot man now is that tight end, John Peterson. In motion is Peterson. Hand off to Cole Carter. Nailed at the line of scrimmage. Almost a face mask. Coming high-stepping out of there is Rhett Williams. Williams with the tackle. Cole Carter going nowhere. No gain on the play. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 20. Well, we've had a little bit of everything. Odd spot. Two turnovers, a pass completion on a fourth down punting situation. The stands are packed. I don't know if there are many more than just a half dozen seats that are available, and standing room all around Hanson Stadium. Snow fence up all the way around. And some barrier line. Back to pass, Doug Jolly loops the pass, overshoots his intended receiver. Out there was Brady Fonsbeck. Incompleted pass, so Jolly, that time just plain missed over the head of his receiver. First time had it on the money, and the Snow Canyon tackle knocked it away. Third down, a long 10 yards to go. Just at the 20-yard line. It was actually a loss by Cole Carter of about a half yard on the play on that first play. 5:01 left in the first quarter of play. 7-0 Snow Canyon. Triple set to the right and a shotgun for Doug Jolly. Jolly sitting back, looking at those receivers. Here comes the rush by Snow Canyon. Back to pass. Jolly throwing deep to the outside. There's Brady Fonsbeck, leads him just a little bit too much. Incompleted pass. Back there, Mike Esplin and Brock Jacobson. Fonsbeck got one hand on it, but it was just slightly overthrown. Fourth down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 20, and both teams toughening defensively. The advantage is still Snow Canyon. Fourth down, about 10 and a half yards to go. 4:55 left in the first quarter of play for the state championship at the 3A level. State championship next year will mean even more. It'll be the largest division in the state. The kick by Jolly, wobbly, coming down, fair catch, called for by John Hafen. That's a major upset just to have Hafen call for a fair catch. So the punt for Jolly, it'll be at the Snow Canyon 46-yard line, first down and 10. At the 46, after the fair catch by John Hafen. Snow Canyon, great field position again, 4:50 left. In the first quarter of play, Snow Canyon, the higher seed, has the home side. And so Snow Canyon fans are in the Hanson Stadium seats. This will be the last, quote-unquote, home game for the Dixie Flyers here at Hanson Stadium next year. They will be in their own stadium. Two receivers to the left, an I formation on the running backs, flag on the play. Dixie pointing at Snow Canyon, and we may have a procedure call. We may have an offside. The officials discussing right now. Okay, procedure, and five-yard penalty against Snow Canyon. So make it first down and 15. Put it back at the Snow Canyon 41-yard line. Coach Bill Jacobson talked about mistakes. Dixie, maybe a mistake on judgment, lost the ball on a fumble anyway. Snow Canyon, a fumble loss. Now a little bit better field position for Dixie, but still not bad for Snow Canyon. Little problem on the snap. Pitch goes back to Brooksby Stafford. He gets the yards back. Stafford still on his feet, muscles to the first down. Stafford was stopped at about the Dixie 45-yard line and just swung his defender, Cameron Morby, around and reached and got the first down. Brooksby Stafford inside the 44, almost to the Dixie 43-yard line. First down and 10 for the Flyers, for the Warriors. 4:33 left in the first quarter. First quarter. There are people on the berm all the way around Hanson Stadium enjoying this one. Hand off to Warby, nailed immediately by Taz Decker. Decker, Ben DeFuga on the tackle, also in the middle of that. For Dixie High School is Jaron Scott. So no gain at all by Lance Warby. Dixie, the defense toughened back to the 44-yard line. Lots of inches on the play. Second down and a long 10 yards to go. As Snow Canyon on the downhill side of the field once again. The clock running with 3:53 left in the first quarter of play. 7-0 Dixie. I formation in motion is Brock Jacobson left to right. Matt Hickman, long count at the line of scrimmage. Pitch goes to Stafford right up the middle again. Nailed with a yard gain. There on the tackle for Dixie. Dan Wright in the middle of things. Also in the middle of things again. Taz Decker. And once again, Ben DeFuga, a gain of a half yard, if you will. Make it third down and a long 9 coming up, closer to the Dixie 43-yard line. Began midway between the 44 and the 43, the football on the 43 now. Moved back to the 44, now forward to the 43. Two receivers left. Barry Sorensen to the left. Let's double check. It looks like Dan MacArthur, the other one. Pitch goes back to Stafford, trying to sweep to the right side. Cut down by Clint Rogers. Rogers outran Stafford to get to him and nailed him from behind. Also over there on the tackle, J.D. Carter. A great run by Rodgers to get Stafford. They get the fourth down coming up, and let's see where they're going to place it. Back to the 44-yard line, fourth down, and about 10 yards to go, a long 10. Punting situation, Ben Lane, one of the best punters in the region, and almost has it blocked. Is there a flag on the play? No, he did get part of the football. Taken at the 9 by Carter, takes it up to the 15. Nailed there on the tackle by Snow Canyon is Brett Kirkland. Kirkland on the tackle. So the punt by Lane. Snow Canyon fans wanted a roughing the kicker call, but the official right there is saying he got part of it. So Carter up to his own 15-yard line. And right now it's a case of great field position for Snow Canyon and not so hot for Dixie. First and 10. Hand off to Tahu. Tahu at the 20. Down near the 22-yard line. Tahu, not very fast because people seem to glom onto him, but he'll take the mountain with him. Gain of 7 yards on the play. You'll suddenly see a defense just move being carried by Tahu. Second down and 3. Put it at the Dixie 17-yard line. The Snow Canyon Warrior defense, not as big as Dixie's, but quicker. It's a case of quickness versus size. Dixie may have the bigger athletes. Snow Canyon may have the quicker athletes. Although they both have some of each. In motion, Royal Weekly. Hand off, fake the handoff. Duck Jolly rolling to his left. Shapes up, wants the throw, comes back across the way, thrown short of Royal Weekly. Almost intercepted by Kyle, correction, almost intercepted by Brad Esplin. There is a flag on the play late. The pressure put on by Jeremy Thompson of Snow Canyon. Incomplete pass by Jolly, but there's a flag on the play. Let's see if it's going to be against Dixie. Ineligible receiver, downfield apparently, as Jolly running for his life, threw it back across the field. It was headed in the direction of Weekly. And so a loss on the play. Ineligible receiver downfield. Move it back to the 22-yard line and make it second down again. Make it second down this time, and 8, put it back at the Dixie 22. Jolly, suddenly there was pressure by Jeremy Thompson. Thompson right with Jolly. Jolly had faked the handoff, and everyone else except Thompson went with the fake. Receivers wide on each side. The running back behind Doug Jolly. Jolly, the senior quarterback, steps back, setting up the screen pass. Has it complete to Cole Carter. Carter going nowhere. Gain of a yard at best. Flag on the play. And let's see which way that one's going to go. Kyle Graff on the tackle, talking with Taz Decker there for a moment. But a flag on the play. I'm not sure if we have a face mask or if we have a clip on Dixie right at that point. It could go either way. There was a blocker for Dixie up to the officials putting it at the 24-yard line. Let's see what we have. Will it be a personal foul? Yes, it will. Against Snow Canyon. And apparently it was at the point of the tackle. So the pass will be complete to Carter to the 24-yard line. And we may have a dead ball personal foul against Snow Canyon. He was down and nailed. Take it up to the 34-yard line. First down and 10. At the... correction, that was at the 19, wasn't it? At the Dixie 34-yard line. That was where it got to, was the 19 on that screen pass. So first down and 10 at the 34-yard line. A mistake for Snow Canyon this time. A penalty when they could have had Dixie Berry. First and 10, Doug Jolly, quarterback. Handoff goes to Tahu. Tahu stood up at the line of scrimmage. May have gotten a yard if the officials are generous with the spot. Got beyond the line of scrimmage, but the question is how much. Kyle Graff on the tackle, but the first man there was Bruce Rabin. Rabin, who goes both ways. A little bit of offense, a little bit of defense. Gain of a yard on the play. Make it second down and 9 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 35. 40 seconds left in the first quarter of play. It's 7-0. Snow Canyon with the lead. To the right side, Brady Fonsbeck. Wide receiver left also. Quarterback Doug Jolly, do you pass on this down? In motion is Fonsbeck. on the roll. Jolly being guarded by Jake Charlton, who thought he was clipped. Jolly gets a good game and comes up to the, let's see where they're going to mark it, the 39 or the 38-yard line. Snow Canyon fans thought that Charlton was clipped on Jolly's run. They'll put it just across the 38-yard line. Gain of 3 yards on the play. They get third down. Gain of, it's about 3 yards on the play. Put it at the Dixie, just short of the Dixie 39, just across the 38. Third down, 6 yards coming up for the Flyers. 23 seconds left in the first quarter of play. Jolly stepped out of bounds, so the clock was stopped. The looking pass has it complete to Brent Burroughs. First down across midfield. Fumble on the play, picked up by Snow Canyon. Brock Jacobson brings it back. Once again, a turnover. The pass complete to Burroughs. As he went down, he fumbled the football. So across midfield. And then the fumble picked up by Jacobson, who ran it back to the Dixie 39-yard line. And Snow Canyon taking advantage of a mistake that time. 13 seconds left in the first quarter of play. First down and 10 at the Dixie 39. And Snow Canyon matching for every turnover they commit. They get one back from Dixie. Hand off to Brooksby Stafford. Puts his head down. May have gotten to the 37-yard line. Just to the right side of center. Tackled in there by Dan Wright. Let's see where they'll spot it. Suddenly there was a massive humanity. End of the first quarter. It looks like they'll place it at the 37-yard line. At the end of one quarter, Snow Canyon with a 7-0 lead and the football in Dixie territory. We'll be back after this timeout.
Folks are looking for a...
Dixie and Snow Canyon, everything you could ask for in a state championship game. Wide receivers to the left side will be Jason Segmiller in there when they finally break their huddle. The officials holding up just a little bit. And apparently they're giving a little more time on this particular break. As of about 3 years ago, officials at the high school level made it 60 seconds and that was it. Period. They used to be a little liberal with their timeouts and between quarters. Then all of a sudden they were hustling things along. This year, things got a little bit slower because the clock would stop at the end of each possession as it would change hands. A little bumping between Matt Hickman and his fullback, Lance Warby, finally got it to Stafford. Brooksby Stafford slowed down, didn't get much of a gain at all. Maybe have gotten a yard on the play. Make it 3rd and 7 coming up at the Dixie 36-yard line. So the Flyers trying to stop the Snow Canyon running game. They have slowed it down significantly. But the first series of downs is the difference right now. Big run back by Brooksby Stafford. And it's been a defensive battle ever since. Wide receivers, two of them to the left. I formation once again. Now Lance Warby, big step to the right. Now in motion, back to the left side. Quarterback Matt Hickman back to pass. Here comes the rush. A little screen pass to Brooksby Stafford will be thrown for a loss as he's going to be thrown back to the 37-yard line. Slowed down by Aaron Bogenhagen. Finally nailed by Taz Decker. And a loss on the play. So Matt Hickman, who has only thrown once before in this game, it will be a loss. Is there a flag on the play? That's the next question. As there is suddenly a cheer coming up, so the pass completion to Brooksby Stafford, they'll mark it back to the 37-yard line.
Loss of a yard on the play. Make it fourth down and 8 yards to go. And then face mask on top of that. So there is a face mask. That's where the flag was. Mark it down to the 22-yard line. Mistake for Dixie. They had him nailed. First down and 10. At the Dixie 22-yard line, clock running with 11:03 left in the first half of play, just underway. Lance Warby in front of Brooksby Stafford. Fake the pitch, a little lofting pass down the sideline to Barry Sorensen. Flag on the play. Sorensen out of bounds, caught it, complete, but it was out of bounds. And there was a flag right at the goal line. Let's see if we have offensive or defensive pass interference. The officials are going to give pass interference to Snow Canyon. That's loss of down, too. So apparently Barry Sorensen pushing off and a loss of down. Loss of yardage, loss of down. So if each coach was looking for a mistake-free ball game, they have not received it yet. 10:50 left. In the first half of play, march off the yardage. Back to the 37-yard line. Plus a loss of down. So instead of first down, it will be second down. And bring it clear back to the Dixie 37. Second down and 25. Back to pass is Hickman throwing to the outside. Overshoots Brock Jacobson. Back there with him is Brady Fonsbeck. Good defensive play by Fonsbeck. Not a bad throw by Hickman in going after it, as he almost had. Jacobson, third down, 25 yards to go. The advantage right now for the receivers is they look back over their shoulders when you're heading south. You're looking back at the quarterback. If you're headed north and look back over your shoulder, you may be looking into the sun. Third down, 25 to go at the Dixie 37-yard line. Still 7-0, the opening series. The difference on the scoreboard. Handoff goes to Brooksby Stafford. Stafford inside the 35, down near the 34, spun around. There on the tackle, Jaron Scott off the bottom of the stack, Dan Wright. And let's see where they're going to mark it to. They are going to mark it to the 33. So a gain of almost 4 yards on the play. Make it fourth down and 21 yards coming up at the Dixie 33. Punting situation, Ben Lane. In to do the booting. Lane gets a high loft on his punts normally. Taken by Cole Carter, grabbed with the fingertips at the 8-yard line and stumbles to the 12 in traffic. Carter almost had that one slip through his fingertips. It'll be first down and 10 with 10-10 left in the first half of play. Put it at the Dixie 12-yard line. So from the Dixie 8 to the Dixie 12, just a reminder, following this game, we will have Bob Snell bringing you play-by-play action of Fernley versus Virgin Valley. That one coming up after this contest. We hope to hear from both coaching staffs following this game, win or lose. The officials now moving it back, moving the football with 10-10 left in the contest. And let's see whether there's apparently a penalty against Snow Canyon, or against Dixie. Procedure call against Snow Canyon. Okay, the procedure call against Snow Canyon. 5-yard penalty. Move it back to the 38, and Dixie wants another shot at the punt return. So forget that. A flag on the play. We didn't see the flag go down. Lane angling towards the other side. Gets plenty of loft. And will he get it into the end zone? Snow Canyon can't get there. So it'll turn out to be a good play for Dixie. As Lane went the other way. Trying to get it stopped inside the 5-yard line. Instead, it will be the punt officially. And Dixie will take over first down and 10 with 10:02 left. In the first half, first down and 10, and put it at the Dixie 20-yard line this time. So 8 yards better, a few less bumps and bruises, and Dixie, not great field position, but first down and 10 at your own 20. At least you have the football. Snow Canyon nursing that 7-0 lead right now. It's become a defensive battle and a battle of mistakes also. In motion, John Peterson. Handoff goes to Cole Carter. Carter dances through, gets across the 25-yard line at the 30-yard line. Carter at the 40, at the 50, at the 40-yard line of Snow Canyon. One man to beat, and that's Brock Jacobson down the sidelines. Carter, touchdown. Carter accelerated, and Jacobson missed him. Carter had one more gear to go into and went right by Brock Jacobson. Touchdown, Cole Carter, 80-yarder. And suddenly it's a 7-6 ball game. Huge, huge run by Cole Carter with 9:48 left. We were talking about the fullbacks. Well, it turned out we were wrong. It is the tailbacks that are the show today. Brooksby Stafford, big run back on the kickoff, and then the one-yard touchdown run. And then from scrimmage, an 80-yard touchdown run by Cole Carter. Justin Boyle to do the booting to try to tie this ball game. The snap is there. The kick is up. Is it good? It is. It's a 7-7 tie with 9:48 left in the first half. Back after this timeout.
This isn't just...
Back... at the state championship of 3A football, it's a 7-7 tie. And two All-State candidates, Brooksby Stafford and Cole Carter, have put on a show so far. Cole Carter, as he got to about the 30-yard line between the 30 and the 25, Brock Jacobson, who has pretty good speed, had a shot at him, had the angle, and Carter hit one more gear. Jacobson missed him by about a stride and a half. And then it was right down the sidelines for Cole Carter. As Carter went all the way for the touchdown, an 80-yard touchdown run. Dixie versus Snow Canyon. Oh, what a game. Snow Canyon fans have gone silent, and the Dixie fans are cheering. The momentum swings back and forth, and neither side has been mistake-free. So who knows what this one's going to play out over the second half and the last 9 minutes and 48 seconds of this first half. Low skidding kick by Justin Boyle. Taken by Hafen at his own 14-yard line. At the 20, at the 25, nailed at the 26-yard line. Spun around by Aaron Bogenhagen. Also in there on the tackle, this double check is number 57 for Dixie, Mason Watts. Watts really loving that one. So the run back for John Hafen as it skipped into his hands, a run back of about 6 yards. Make it first down and 10 for Snow Canyon. At their own 11 yards at their own 25-yard line. He began about the 14. First down and 10 at the 25-yard line. Wide receivers left, one wide receiver right. I formation once again. The man right is headed left. That's Brock Jacobson. And the quarterback, Matt Hickman. Take the handoff, back to pass. Throws to the outside. Complete at the 32-yard line. First down, down the sideline. Looks to be Brock Jacobson. And they'll float that receiver out into the flat. Jacobson, the man, down to the 42-yard line. Nice little pass by Matt Hickman to Jacobson. Hickman's had the better of the 2 days between Hickman and Jolly as far as passing. First down and 10. Put it at the Snow Canyon 42-yard line. Not shabby. 17-yard gain for the Warriors. Hickman, whose older brother Brian was a star at Dixie High School. As a quarterback, I might add. In motion, Nat MacArthur, left to right. Handoff goes to the first man through. Lance Warby may get a yard. Warby spun at the line of scrimmage, tried to lean back and get a yard, and looks like he was successful. Doug Jolly on the tackle. Clint Rogers in there also. Jolly back on that defensive line position. Odd combination of going both ways. From quarterback to defensive line. But his father, who went to the University of Utah initially as a tight end, was shifted to an offensive line position, and that's where he played, Gordon Jolly, that is, in the NFL. Second down, 9 yards to go at the Snow Canyon 43-yard line. Everything you wanted and more. Dixie versus Snow Canyon. Some first quarter statistics, apparently. For yards rushing, Dixie had 47, Snow Canyon had 40, but that did not include that run back. Total offensive yards, 49 yards for Dixie, 65 for Snow Canyon. Back to pass, Matt Hickman lofting the pass down the sideline, off the fingertips of Brock Jacobson. He had it, and he had a stride on Cameron Morby. had it in his hands and couldn't come in, bring it in. Third down, 9 yards to go at the Snow Canyon 43-yard line. The story of a couple of coaches who desired to have their teams here and the kids willing themselves to this championship game, both cases. Snow Canyon losing a lot of senior talent last year, went undefeated again in the second straight year of undefeated play in regular season. Dixie High School, thought by many to be the preseason favorite, struggled and then got hot at the end and got into the championship. Hand off to Brooksby Stafford. Gets an extra couple of yards after he was stopped at the 44, leans forward. Actually leaned backward to the 46-yard line. Brooksby Stafford trying to go right up the middle, just short of the Snow Canyon 46. They get fourth down and the long 6 yards to go. Punting situation once again. Ben Lane to do the booting. Low snap, gets it about the knees, but gets a beautiful punt away. Driving Cole Carter back to his own 15. Up to the 20-yard line. Carter will be spun around at the 22, almost to the 23-yard line. There on the coverage, Lance Warby kind of watching over things. Off the bottom of this back comes number 77 for Snow Canyon. That's Bo Brown, and also in there is Cameron McGarry. So it'll be first down and 10 for Dixie after the run back with 8:15 left in the first quarter of play. Not much of a run back by Carter. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 23-yard line to get a little bit of a run back, but not as much as he had hoped. Handoff goes to Tahu. Tahu, big hole, gets 5 quick yards and maybe more. Tahu on the gain. They have a 5-yard gain, and it looks like he does. Make it second down and about 5 yards to go. A short 5 yards just across the 28. Second down and a short 5 coming up between the 28 and 29-yard line for Dixie. Almost 4 to go. Two receivers to the right. I formation once again. And quarterback Doug Jolly has not been as successful with the pass. Handoff goes to Tahu. Close to a first down. Lean forward. Has at least the 32-yard line. And may be within inches of a first down. Looks like he is short, though. Kyle Graff in the middle of things again. At Snow Canyon defense, the strength of the Warriors this year has been crashing the football. Wherever the football goes, there are gold helmets there. And you have to get beyond the gold helmet. Great pursuit. What a crowd. We even have people outside of the fence. Shame on you. You got to come in and get the feeling of this one. Measurement, it is going to be short of a first down. So third down, less than a yard to go. Just short of the Dixie 33-yard line. Let's see where they stretch that out to. I think, well, it's going to be almost on the 33. They have to get just beyond the 33. So the football will be right on the 33-yard line, and they have to get just beyond, less than the length of the football to get to that first down. Third down, less than one to go. 7:34 left in the first half of this game. First series of downs for Snow Canyon. Got the touchdown. For Dixie, it was the first series of downs, and the series was one play in the second quarter that got the touchdown. First quarter belongs to Snow Canyon. Second quarter belongs to Dixie. If you're looking at the flash stats real quick. Cole Carter had 32 yards in that first quarter. Lance Warby actually was the leading ball carrier with 21 yards, although he carried the ball only twice. Had a quick 21-yard gain, and then a loss, 22-yard gain, and then a loss of a yard in his two carries. Jolly handoff to Tahu. Tahu has the first down and then takes an extra yard or two. He was still not down, and while those legs are churning, he will carry people down to the 37-yard line. They get first down and 10 for Tahu. First and 10 for Dixie. 7 minutes exactly left in the first half of play. This is for the state championship. Yesterday, in 4A play, Orem and Skyline won, so they'll play next week at Weber State University. 5A play. for the 5A state championship. Everything else is today as far as playoff action. In motion, J.D. Carter in there as a receiver. Handoff goes to Cole Carter into the middle of things. No gain if he did not get a yard. He may have gotten a yard on the play. Trying to follow Taz Decker through there. In the middle of that stack is Rhett Williams once again off the bottom of that stack. Gets, I believe, let's double check the number. Number 55 in there. That's Kaysen Fry. Fry has had a great year. Just a tremendous year for Snow Canyon. So less than a yard gain, second down, and a long nine coming up. Somebody's barbecuing hot dogs down below. We get the whiff of that every once in a while. The sights and sounds and smells of the 3A state championship at Hanson Stadium. I formation, back to pass, Doug Jolly. Here comes the pressure. Jolly escapes one tackle, will not escape three, four, and five. Back on the play, back to the 30. Doug Jolly spun around by Kaysen Fry, looked like he was going to get away, and then Snow Canyon finished off the burial. Down at the 30-yard line, loss of eight on the play. Third down, 17 yards to go. Third and 17 coming up for the Flyers with 5:25, in fact, almost 18, as it's inside the 30. A long 17. Is there anything like a short 17? Triple set to the right, to the left side. One setback, and that is for blocking purposes. You know they're going to flood the secondary. Doug Jolly, shotgun formation, bad snap. Through his hands, Jolly will fall on the football. It's still loose, and it's finally recovered by Dixie. The snap was low. Jolly took his eye off of it and went through his hands, and a mistake by Dixie. Fumble recovered by Tahu deep in Dixie territory. So a huge loss on the play. Back to the Dixie 8-yard line. A loss of 22 yards. Fourth down and 39, punting situation. And Jolly will be standing in his own end zone. Snow Canyon, with that quickness, forced a little hesitation, a gulp, a bad snap, and a fumble by Jolly. Jolly punting. Gets a nice turn. Yeah, great carry on that football. Back to the 44-yard line of Snow Canyon. John Hafen with the football. Gets across midfield. Correction. Back to the 46-yard line of Dixie and has it down to the 42-yard line. So Hafen, Snow Canyon with great field position, and Hafen with not a bad run back, a run back of just about 5 yards from the Dixie 46 down to the Dixie 41. John Hafen has given Snow Canyon great field position with 4:09 left in the first half. First down and 10. At the Dixie 41, if you're looking at field position, Snow Canyon has had it. Big plays have gotten the scores on both sides, or set up a score. In motion, Jacobson. Pitch goes to Stafford. Stafford gets to the 40-yard line and is ridden out of bounds. Clint Rogers, the official, says no, he was down before he went out of bounds. Cameron Morby there. John Peterson off the bottom of the stack. So a big run by Brooksby. Stafford goes nowhere. Gain of a yard. Shouldn't say nowhere. Make it second down. Nope, they're going to give him almost 2 yards on the play. Second down and a long eight. Put it just to the Snow Canyon side of the Dixie 39-yard line. 3:37 left in the first half of play. There's been a portion of the Snow Canyon side of this field that has been standing, and it seems to alternate. Sometimes it's right in front of us. It's to the right of us right now on the south side of the main stadium. Feet. Back to pass is Hickman. Here comes the pressure. Hickman eludes one. Setting up, throwing down the sidelines to Nat MacArthur. Knocked away at the last minute. There on the coverage for Dixie is Cameron Morby. Morby and Nat MacArthur hand fighting over that one. Incompleted pass. Hickman just rolled to the right, and once he got by the initial solo rush, was in good position to throw the pass. And it was on the online. But unfortunately for Snow Canyon, two sets of hands there. Snow Canyon may have lost about the length of the football on the spot. That was closer to the 39 when they started that last down. Third down, I should say, coming up. Third down. And about 8.5. Back to pass. Hickman throwing to the left side through the hands of the intended receiver out there, John Hafen. On the coverage, Brady Fonsbeck, and so Hickman overthrowing his receiver. Fourth down and 8.5 coming up. Near the Dixie 39-yard line, 3:09 left in the contest. Nobody has gone for this super long field goal, and both Justin Boyle and Curtis Whitehead have the strength to maybe hit that long field goal. But it's a case of juggling for field position right now. Timeout, Snow Canyon. They had 10 men on the field. They needed 11. A punt will be coming up with 3:09 left in the first half of play. A 7-7 tie back after this timeout. Punting situation. Ben Lane once again standing at about the Snow Canyon 46-yard line. Takes a couple of steps and gets a huge punt coming down. Fair catch called for at the 10-yard line. Great punt by Lane. So the punters have had their day, as they have done very well. And Dixie once again pinned deep in their own territory. First down and 10 at the Dixie 10-yard line. But last time, Dixie was fairly deep in their own territory. One play, and it was an 80-yard touchdown run to Cole Carter. 3:03 left in this first half. 7-7 tie. The opening series by Snow Canyon set a tone, and Dixie's had to grab and find all of the strength to get back and slow down Snow Canyon, and they have. And a big play by Cole Carter has gotten them even. Plant the running backs behind Doug Jolly, the quarterback. Handoff goes to Carter. A little bit of a shakiness on the handoff, but Carter gets a quick 3 yards, maybe to the 14-yard line. Carter on the carry. Started to the right, came back towards the middle, and that was enough to get an extra, about a half yard on the play. So put it at the 14-yard line. Second down, about 6 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 14. Second and 6 coming up, 2:40 left in the first half of play. At halftime, by the way, we're going to draw upon former Dixie High School coach Ray Odette and get his analysis of this first half. Wide receiver to the left, plant the running backs. Hand off this time to Tahu. Tahu gets a yard. Tahu, everyone knows when he has the football because he keeps moving forward. But I don't care how hard you hit him, you just don't bring him down. Third down, 5 yards to go. He got a yard plus inches. Third and short five because he got the football across the 35-yard line, but not, across the 15-yard line, but not enough to the 16. 7-7 tie. Snow Canyon got 7 in the first quarter. Dixie got their 7 in the second quarter. Find the running backs again. Doug Jolly, third and medium yardage. Handoff goes to Cole Carter. Carter dives to the 18-yard line. Getting through was Rhett Williams. Carter was going to have a good run, but Williams disrupted him just as he got the football. Timeout, Snow Canyon. They're going to mark it at the 17. Gain of 2 yards on the play. Great defensive play by Rhett Williams on that case. Make it fourth down coming up. Fourth down and about 3 yards to go. With a minute 34 left, Snow Canyon wants timeout to talk this one over. A 7-7 tie back after this brief timeout.
Southern Utah not only had...
Back at Hanson Stadium, as Dixie and Snow Canyon have battled to a 7-7 tie. Punting situation, Doug Jolly standing at about his own 4-yard line. The snap right there, the kick, and a run back being planned. John Haven looking into the sun, back step to his 39-yard line and loses one tackler. Is on the run at the 45. Haven is going to be nailed at the 48-yard line. Dixie very much aware of John Haven. Chris Atkinson there on the tackle. Haven is the man who changed the direction of the game at Snow Canyon High School earlier this year, as he was the man who fought through and got a tremendous run back of a punt, enough to get the touchdown, and that gave Snow Canyon a lead that they would never relinquish. A minute 21 left in this contest, in the first half of this contest. First down and 10. Put it at the Snow Canyon 49. Little screen pass goes to Brock Jacobson. Some running room inside the Dixie 40. Stood up and nailed at the 35-yard line. A little screen pass from the outside. He comes across. Little blind screen, and Snow Canyon has the first down. Trying to get in position at least for a field goal, if not the touchdown. Officials timeout while they change the yard marker. Put it down at the Dixie 35-yard line. So a nifty little 16-yard gain by the Warriors. A minute 13 left in the first half. The officials ready to signal. Snow Canyon willing to go without a huddle. They have their plan. Wide receivers each side. Quarterback Matt Hickman back to pass. No pressure. The pass over the middle complete to Ben Lane, the tight end. First and 10 inside the 15, down at the 13. Hickman to Ben Lane, the punter. Right over the middle. First down and 10 of the Dixie 13 in Snow Canyon. No huddle. The clock running, 58 seconds left, spiking the football is Hickman to stop the clock. So make it second down and 10 with 56 seconds left at the Dixie 13-yard line. That'll give Snow Canyon a chance to think about this one. Coming to the sidelines, Barry Sorensen over and ready to come back in. Sorensen and Brock Jacobson. With 8 and 9 on their back, actually Sorensen number 9, Jacobson number 8. Now a timeout call as Dixie wants to talk about this defensively. 56 seconds left in the first half. Let's take a brief timeout, a 7-7 tie back after this.
No matter.
56 seconds left in the first half. Snow Canyon ready. Mike Smith headed to the sidelines, the defensive coach for Dixie. Snow Canyon threatening big time. Quarterback Matt Hickman, long count at the line of scrimmage. Jacobson back there. The pass into the end zone through the hands of Jacobson. Incomplete. Back there on the coverage was J.D. Carter. He had it in his hands, and he dropped it. Third down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 13. Jacobson started in motion, then went down and then cut towards the corner and towards the goal line. Sorensen continued across the middle. 52 seconds left. Sorensen with the pass play or with the run play. 52 seconds left in the first half. It's third down and 10 yards to go. Dixie trying to stop Snow Canyon. The Warriors trying to break serve, get through that 7-7 tie, split the running backs behind quarterback Matt Hickman. Right to left, it's Jacobson in motion once again. Back to pass, Hickman. Quick look in pass to Jacobson. To Sorensen. Sorensen, touchdown. A little screen coming back to the left from the left side in, and Sorensen has the score. Touchdown, Snow Canyon, with 46 seconds left, and Snow Canyon has taken a 13-7 lead. Ready to do the kicking is Curtis Whitehead. Oh, just about everything you could ask of for a football championship game. The 3A state title on the line. Snow Canyon versus Dixie. 46 seconds left. And it seems like the crowd is growing, both inside and outside the Hanson Stadium boundaries right now. Every once in a while, a balloon will let fly out of the stands. There's a big hovering Flyer blue balloon on the far side. Bill Jacobson over to talk with his ball players. Apparently Cam McGarry's over there talking with the official about something. I'm not sure what the situation is. Wayne Kittrell over there talking with him. And I'm not sure if McGarry hasn't been injured some way. Cam McGarry being taken to the sidelines. Cam McGarry has gone through some physical distress in his life to even be able to play football. They're taking him right to the ambulance for medical assistance. The coaching staff called on the field, and I'm not sure what the situation is, if there was some discussion of McGarry went right to the official and started to complain about something. And the medics have taken him off to the sidelines right now. Coaching staff came out. The officials went over to talk with the head coach for Dixie High School. Cam McGarry has had some severe health problems early in his life. The kick is up, and is it good by Whitehead? It is. Make it 14-7 as Whitehead puts the punctuation at the end of that touchdown. 46 seconds left in this first half. Snow Canyon with the lead back after this timeout.
Are you still paying high rent? If you call American West Mortgage and Investment, you can
loan SunTrepper FDIC and equal housing lender.
22 seconds left in the half. Doug Jolly, after the completion to Chris Atkinson, had it on the money to John Peterson, but the defensive play by Jake Charlton caused Peterson to drop it. That's twice today. that a Dixie receiver has had the football and dropped it because of a tough hit by a Snow Canyon player. 22 seconds left in a half, 14-7. Wayne Kittrell coming to the near side. Jerry Dyer handling the offense for Dixie, coming to the far side. Brock Jacobson back deep. Doug Jolly into that shotgun formation. The snap, Jolly has some time. Looking for his receivers. Now it's breaking down. Jolly trying to dance away. Will be back. Great coverage by the Snow Canyon defensive backs and Lance Warby on the sack. 8 seconds left in the first half. And a sack clear back to the 31-yard line. Loss of 9. 1 second left at the end of the half. As Dixie cannot get any more plays away at the half, Snow Canyon has a 14-7 lead. We'll talk about the big plays in this ball game and also talk with Coach Ray Odette as halftime comes up in just a few moments. 14-7, Snow Canyon over Dixie at half number one. We'll be back with halftime and the second half of action after this timeout.
This week's Big West Game of the Week on KSGI Television at 2 p.m. features the Boise State Broncos traveling to...
Back here at Hanson Stadium, let's recap the first half of action and what's been taking place. We're getting, the academic All-State that is being presented right now. And that includes Richie Williams and Ryan Welch of Wasatch High School, Marcus Blackburn of Richfield High School, Emory High School's Evan Stilson, also, Hurricane High School's Bucky Homestead, J.C. Aramus from Carbon High School, two from Pineview, Steve Carey and Adam Dunn, and one in this particular ball game, Matt MacArthur from Snow Canyon High School. So the academic All-Stater is being presented right now. This game began with a rush, I mean a huge rush, as Brooksby Stafford on the opening kickoff grabbed the football at his own 16-yard line, and by the time he was finished, he was at the Dixie 23. That huge run back set up what was to be the first score of the ball game, as Snow Canyon got another big rush from Lance Warby. Warby took it right down to the Dixie 1-yard line, and from there, Brooksby Stafford looked to be stopped, but just kept hustling right along that line, bouncing along that line, and eventually nosed the football into the end zone. So three plays into the game, a kickoff and two plays from scrimmage, Snow Canyon led 6-0. Curtis Whitehead split the uprights to make that 7-0. That's the way it was to stay. And some turnovers, Dixie on a fourth down situation, didn't even fake the punt, just went without a punt. And Doug Jolly completed the pass, but then the receiver, Brady Fonsbeck, fumbled the football, and Kyle Graff recovered. Snow Canyon, two plays later, ended up fumbling the football. And for Dixie, John Peterson recovered. Then it was both teams being forced to punt. Then a fumble once again, this time after a pass completion from Doug Jolly to Brett Burroughs. Burroughs had the first down right at midfield, went down and fumbled the football on the way. Brock Jacobson picked it up and ran it back to the Dixie 39-yard line. But then after a pass interference call, Dixie forced Snow Canyon to punt the football. They had a little bit of a run back to the 12-yard line, but a flag on the play, a 5-yard penalty against Snow Canyon. Dixie gambled and made to Snow Canyon punt the football again. Ben Lane went into the end zone with the punt. That was the touchback on Dixie on a one-play drive. First down and 10 at the 20-yard line. Cole Carter broke through, went to the outside. Brock Jacobson had a shot at him at the Snow Canyon between the 30 and the 25-yard line, and just as Jacobson got there, had the angle on Cole Carter. Carter had one more gear, shifted and went by him by about a stride and a half all the way into the end zone, and the point after was good by Justin Boyle with 9:48 left in the first half of play. It was a 7-7 tie, and the defensive struggle continued until right at the end of the first half when Snow Canyon, in their last drive from scrimmage, began with the football at the 121 mark after a run back by John Hafen took it from the Snow Canyon 39 to the 49-yard line. A pass completion, a little screen pass. Snow Canyon likes a little screen that they bring that wide receiver in and actually comes in behind some of the blocking and sneaks in behind, gets that motion coming back towards the quarterback about parallel with the line of scrimmage, gets the pass, and suddenly has a line of blockers in front of him, too. Brock Jacobson got that, took it right down to the Dixie 35-yard line. Then it was over the middle, Matt Hickman to Ben Lane. They've got first and 10 at the 13-yard line after two incompleted passes. Then it was the screen again, this time to Barry Sorensen, as Matt Hickman found Sorensen from 13 yards out. He went, got the pass, turned right upfield, and suddenly, instead of going east to west, was headed from north to south and went south in a hustle down to get the touchdown. The point after was good, and with 46 seconds left in a half, Snow Canyon had broken service once again and leads 14-7 here at the half. We'll be back, take a look at the first half statistics, and also we'll be visiting with Coach Ray Odette, former Dixie High School head coach, after this timeout. 14-7, Snow Canyon with a halftime lead.
Folks are looking for a kind...
Back here at Hanson Stadium, Larry Jewell with you. A reminder, we're at halftime where Snow Canyon leads Dixie by a 14-7 margin for the 3A state championship. And following this game, we'll have Bob Snell with the play-by-play action of Fernley at Virgin Valley football action, semifinal action in the state of Nevada. We have Coach Ray Odette with us. Coach, you've been quietly observing this matchup so far. Did you ever think you would see two St. George schools playing for a state championship?
No way. But, boy, I think it's great. Good high school football here.
First of all, assess the teams. I know the heart has to be with Dixie. You coached them for a lot of years.
Well, that's true, but it's kind of interesting, too, Larry, to see a lot of the kids that played at Dixie have their kids playing for Snow Canyon now, and a lot of the coaches on the Snow Canyon staff are associated with over the years. But, no, these are two fine football teams and very evenly matched. It's a very interesting football game.
Coming in, how would you assess the two teams, Snow Canyon and Dixie?
Evenly. I'm really impressed with both of the teams. They have excellent kicking games and sharp kids, very intelligent kids. What they're doing out here is good fundamental football, and they're certainly taking advantage of the defenses on both sides.
A few mistakes, though.
I couldn't believe, well, I could too. I think that, this is a championship game, and these are kids, and the adrenaline is probably pretty thick at the time. And a few mistakes hurt both teams really bad. But like you said, that first run back was unbelievably beautiful. And great run back, and that seemed to set the tone a little bit for Snow Canyon in the first quarter, but the mistakes and turnovers and penalties hurt both teams.
A lot of people were speculating about the matchup of the tailbacks, Brooksby Stafford and Cole Carter. Sometimes that sort of matchup gets put on the back burner in a game like this, but it isn't on the back burner here.
These are two unbelievably great running backs. They both run well, and the thing that I think is so fun to watch them is, boy, when they get the ball, they attack. You better have your helmet snapped on if you're a defender, because they're coming right at you and hard, and both of these kids run as hard as any high school kids we've seen run.
You've liked that running game over the years.
Oh, yeah. It's been I like it. We've got a couple of good kids. But this is exciting to watch these two kids. They are fine athletes.
What about the first half? What's been the difference for, outside of just scoring an extra touchdown, why has Snow Canyon been able to get the lead?
Well, I think one thing is Dixie shot themselves in the foot a couple of times, and that really left them in bad field position the entire first half. A bad snap, a fumble, a turnover, a penalty, things like that can hurt you. But, boy, my hat's off to Snow Canyon that last minute and 30 seconds. They took it down and scored. They executed very well on short pass patterns, get the ball to receiver and let him see what he can do, and boy, they did. And then when they hit the slant pass and went right up the middle, once to the tight end and once to the man in motion, and that's good execution and seeing what the defense will give you, and they certainly took advantage of that.
I remember several years ago when I was broadcasting a Dixie High School game, and we talked a little bit prior to the game, and you talked about field position, and another time you were doing color for me on a college game, and we talked about importance of the punting game and the field position. That has been a significant part.
I probably drove you nuts on that, Larry.
No, it was fascinating.
But you're right, and I've always felt that if you have a good defense and a good punter, you can kick yourself out of trouble. But sometimes you get yourself in trouble when you bat snap here and there. But that happens. That's kids. But I'm a firm believer in field position. I don't think Dixie's had the ball across the 50 when they've this first quarter, except on that once when they scored, if I'm remembering right. And they broke that for 80 yards. So they have had poor field position, but that's what Snow Canyon's trying to do. Put them down there. Don't let them cross your 50.
If you're Jerry Dyer, what are you telling the Dixie Flyers right now?
stop making mistakes and just come back out here and do what they do best and do what's been good to them here the last 4 or 5 weeks here in the season. They get the, if I recall, they get the ball here to start off the second half, and I think this is going to be important in the third quarter to see how Dixie comes out. But I think they just have to execute well and just keep blocking and tackling and running well. I think that's what they'll have to do.
Bill Jacobson goes into the Snow Canyon locker room. If you're Bill Jacobson, what are you telling the Warriors?
Exactly the same thing. Boy, they have some weapons, don't they, with the passing game and the running attack. And I was just the same thing. Once they get the ball, I imagine they're going to try to keep it away from Dixie. You know, he can't score if you haven't got the ball. And again, with the kicking game, I'm sure he'd probably like to try to keep them down in their end of the field again. And that's sure been good to him the first half.
We mentioned the kicking game. Assess the punters, Doug Jolly and Ben Lane.
Boy, they're both pretty. Pretty, pretty high school punter. I say pretty. I don't mean good looking. I mean, when I say pretty, I'm referring to the punts.
The mothers punts are kind of partial, too.
Maybe some of their buddies, too. But a good punter is one that just gets that good spiral and hangs that ball up there and lets your teammates run down and get under it. And good hang time, and that's what I call a pretty punter. And getting it out of there and getting yourself out of a hole and putting the other team in a hole. But both of these kids are fine, fine football players and good punters.
Part of the story is the backup, Matt Hickman, coming in for Snow Canyon High School, replacing the starting quarterback, Drew Solomonson. He hasn't done too badly as a backup.
Not too badly. I'm a little bit familiar with the Hickmans, the quarterback, and he's done an outstanding job. Boy, he's made some good connections, and I was really impressed the way he read the defenses here that last minute and 30 seconds there, that second quarter, Larry. He just nailed that right in there, and he puts a little pizzazz on the ball when it's in there, too.
You had a dandy Hickman playing for you, Brian.
Yeah, Brian was pretty good. He played a couple of 3 years for us, started for us for 3 years, did an outstanding job, and he was a good athlete.
Do you see some similarities, brother-to-brother sort of situation?
Ooh, boy, that's a loaded question. I hope... Hope Terry's not listening. But no, they're both good athletes. I can remember when Brian's younger brother was coming up, he was always telling me what a good athlete he was, and he certainly is. They're both good, strong legs, and that makes a good, strong throwing quarterback if you have good legs.
The defensive side. Is there one team, you would say Snow Canyon has the advantage, they have the lead. Has that been a stronger defense from Snow Canyon than Dixie, or has it been fairly even?
I thought it's been fairly even. I think you hit the nail on the head there, Larry, in the first part of the ball game. Probably Snow Canyon has quicker defensive linemen, I thought. They were penetrating pretty well. But at the same token, both teams, there's a lot of blue helmets around the ball, and there's a lot of gold helmets around the ball. And so they both play excellent team defense, and they swarm after you. And there's a lot of them that they go after the ball.
For 3A football, this is fascinating to have a state championship game, two St. George teams here in St. George. Obviously, this has to be the best ever high school football or high school event ever in St. George.
It's an exciting event, isn't it, Larry? Like they say, who'd ever thunk it, you know, a few years ago? But I was thinking about this, too, earlier in the day, the matchup going through the quarterfinals and the semifinals, because one mistake here or there, this wouldn't have happened. And the odds on this happening are pretty astronomical, really, when you think about it, because, a loss here or there in the middle of October could have put them in different brackets or in the same bracket, and they never made it this far. So this is an exciting time for St. George, and boy, you can sure tell that by the number of people here. There's a lot of folks here.
Last week, Dixie beats the defending state champs, Delta, and they do it I don't want to say handily, but they control Delta to do it.
I felt that they controlled it, too. The score doesn't indicate how much Dixie really did control the ball game. Defensively, they had them nailed defensively. I thought they did a good job shutting down the option of Delta, and nothing against Delta, because Delta's a fine, fine football team, too.
Some people thought the Snow Canyon-Lehigh matchup was the state championship.
No, I don't think so. I've heard people say that before, but the state championship is today.
Snow Canyon, amazing run back, comeback to get the victory against Lehigh. The Lehigh had them outmanned for a while there.
Yes, they did, but, you know, that's my thing about football. You got to play all four quarters, and you got to be accounted for out there. And, boy, Snow Canyon didn't give up on that. And I was talking to Coach Jacobson for the game. I said, Bill, I bet you felt kind of good when that ball was intercepted and ran that back there. That takes a little pressure off of things in a hurry. But, no, they didn't let up. They didn't quit. They did a great job in there.
I love the signs that have been put out here for the two teams to crash through. Snow Canyon on one side, Dixie on the other. Things like crash and burn, the magic of green and gold, pump a magic, make them bleed blue. This is all on the Snow Canyon side. Football team, tough, strong.